Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And our topic this hour has been LSU head coach Brian Kelly, and I guess it's we're talking as much about him as we are the fans, because LSU fans, I think, and a lot of people agree, are a little bit different than in most places in that they want to welcome a coach in and have him buy into the culture and the cuisine and the ambience, the whole Louisiana thing, where a lot of coaches come here and they got one thing on their mind, W's and L's, and a lot of fans feel the same way, and I think our audience is split on that. We've had Mike Dettillier weigh in and also Glenn Gilbo. Now we introduce Jeff Palermo, the Louisiana Radio Network News and Sports Director and also the columnist for LSU on WWL.com. Jeff, always great to talk with you.
Hey, Don. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, hoping I would be fishing today, but otherwise I got something else to take care of first. Jeff, when it comes to Coach Kelly, first of all, is he a likable guy in your opinion, and does that really matter?
Are you saying from the fans' perspective, is he likable?
I think he's very likable from the media's perspective. I think Glenn kind of summed it up really well about him being very candid. He's honest.
Yeah.
He's very courteous to the media in most cases. He got a little blown out there one time. But for the most part, I think he's a pleasure to work with from a media standpoint, whereas some other coaches were not. But I'm talking about from the fans' aspect.
I think a majority of the fans like him. I think it would be taken to a different level if they end up, you know, winning an SEC championship or going to the college football playoff and making a deep run and winning a national championship. I felt like, especially towards the end of the Les Miles era, I think there was more of that discussion of, I think it was more of a passionate argument. You had your Les Miles supporters that loved him and respected what he did and loved him for the 2007 national championship and all the quirky things that he did. I think a lot of fans really liked that. Then there was a segment of the fan base that was just really tired of the old school offense and the fact that they can never develop a quarterback. And so it seemed to me that there was more of a line in the sand, if you would, Don, between those that really liked Les Miles and those that did not. I don't gauge that with Brian Kelly. Now, I'll say this, if, you know, this team, it seems just like a lot was built up and pointed to this season, right? You know, the returning starting quarterback, the huge investment that was made in the roster, getting the business community to buy in into helping to attract these players to LSU out of the transfer portal. And if they come up short, I think a lot of the fan base then will probably after this season turn against Brian Kelly. But we're not there yet. I think everybody's kind of waiting and seeing. I think everybody, you know, this is the thing that I think I've noticed from him, and I believe the rest of the fan base has sensed it too, is that he has a game plan, Brian Kelly does, and granted, he's changed the game plan midstream, you know, even as far as going back to last year where he really wanted it to, you know, build the program up through high school players. And then all of a sudden when Bryce Underwood decided to take the bag of cash at Michigan, that changed LSU's strategy as far as, oh, we got to start investing heavily in the transfer portal and not really rely on the high school player as much anymore. Not to say that that's going away, but, you know, Brian, going back to what Glenn Gilbo said about him being candid, he lets you know what he's thinking and what the game plan is to bring a championship to Baton Rouge, and I think everybody is behind it until it ultimately doesn't work, and we're still waiting to see if the plan works.
Yeah, and I think his ability to make adjustments in his whole recruiting and coaching and team building mentality is a credit that you have to change in this era. I mean, when he was coaching a few years ago, none of that was really much of a consideration. Where now it's a top consideration.
Well, this is the thing that I think I respect out of him is that his willingness to change, because we've seen a lot of coaches at his age just decide to get out of it, saying, you know what, this isn't for me. This is not, I don't believe in this. I don't like the fact that, you know, players are basically deciding where they're going based on money. You know, they're of his age group, it was always about, you know, the school, the relationship that coaches would build during the recruiting process. It was always about that. But he's been willing to change because the one thing that I think he's striving for, the one thing that's missing from his resume is the lack of that national championship. I mean, he's done so much, and because he does not have that national championship, it really drives Brian Kelly. I mean, it really does. I mean, I think that's why he's in it. I think that's why you see him as emotional as he is when they lose. It's because he really, really wants to win. And I think the fan base respects that. I think there's nothing more demoralizing for a fan base to suffer a tough loss like he did against Ole Miss, and then the head coach sit up there and make it like it doesn't bother him. And I mean, and here's a guy who's making $10 million a year, and winning and losing to Brian Kelly still really matters to him. And I think the fan base really appreciates that.
How secure is Brian Kelly in his job, do you feel? Is there any chance that LSU, if fans are disappointing and the end of the season goes even further south, that there'll be a move?
I don't think so. I mean, it would have to be a catastrophic collapse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, we don't have one of those big sugar daddies that Mike Dettillier was talking about. I don't think we do. There's one been right. mentioned, but I'm not sure he'd be into it.
Right. You know, I mean, look at James Franklin for Penn State. Ranked, you know, number two in the preseason. You lose three games in a row and you're out. Now, the Big Ten's about ready to sign a huge deal that's going to result in, you know, a new media deal. Well, it's more than a media deal, but a new deal that's going to really provide all the schools with the infusion of millions of dollars. And I think that's kind of part of it, why Penn State decided to make that decision. And then the other thing is I think what Penn State probably is seeing is what happened over at Texas A&M. I mean, Jimbo Fisher had this huge buyout. The boosters step up and they pay the buyout, And now look at Texas A&M. I mean, they're undefeated, and they're one of the top teams in the country. So, but yeah, I don't get the sense that, you know, say if they finish 8-4, that there would be a change. But I think again, if this team does fall short of a college football playoff appearance, I could see a larger group of the fan base really start to turn on Brian Kelly, because then it's been 4 years and you just haven't been able to do it, where by this time Les Miles, Ed Orgeron, you know, Nick Saban, all those guys had won a national championship. So the bar is very high. I would say for the most part the fan base has been pretty patient with Brian Kelly, again, because I think he lays out a plan, and as long as the fan base has an understanding of the direction of the program, I think they can accept it. But eventually, that game plan that the coach lays out, you got to eventually execute it. And so far, they haven't been able to do that just yet.
And I think he's a good communicator of that.
Yeah.
Jeff, thanks so much for sharing your opinion on that. We always appreciate you coming on, and keep up the great work. We enjoy reading your columns.
Yep, it's that political science background that he has, Don, that I think really does help him in those kind of situations.
And he was born into a political family, too. His dad was a politician. Yep. That always helps. Thanks again, Jeff. Appreciate it. All right, when we come back after the top of the hour break, we're going to talk about carbon capture project for Lake Maurepas, proposed by a company called Air Products. Very controversial, a lot of opposition locally, but not a whole lot of publicity about it. We're going to talk to Representative Kimberly Landry Coates and get the latest update on the status of where that project stands as far as getting the permits finally approved and then the actual project taking place. All right, I'm filling in for Newell Norman, Don Dubuque, and normally I'm here on Saturday mornings, 5 to 7, with the Outdoor Show. Been doing that. That's kind of a new show, only been on for 36 years. We'll be back right after this time out and talk to Representative Coates about the Carbon Capture Project on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.